Joining us here on MissouriNet.com is Scott Wright from DraftCountdown.com. Scott, on Sunday, we found that the Chiefs have the number one draft pick overall. Monday, we learned head coach Romeo Crennel was fired along with six other head coaches and five GMs. So it's safe to say that any talk of keeping or trading that number one pick is very premature at this point because all of these personnel hires need to take place first.
Well, yeah, and even beyond that, though, there has to be a market for the pick. And we saw last year the Rams got a huge package for the number two pick, but that was because there was a Robert Griffin III available. There isn't an RG3 in this class, so I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to trade out of that number one pick if they want to, and they certainly wouldn't get multiple first-rounders like the Rams did last year. The Chiefs are kind of stuck between a rock and hard place because the one thing they need more than anything else is a stud quarterback. There really isn't a stud quarterback in this class. And now, even though there isn't a Luck or an RG3, there's a lot of depth. I think you'll be able to get good quarterbacks throughout the draft, but you don't have that surefire, can't-miss franchise signal caller. So if you're the Chiefs, I think you just have to bite the bullet and take the one you like best, even if it is a reach at number one overall, because if you look at the Chiefs' depth chart, they're not an awful team. They have a lot of pieces in place. Their whole roster is littered with first-round picks and good players. The one thing that's been missing, the play at the quarterback position. So I think if the Chiefs can get a competent quarterback and a good head coach, they can turn this around really quick. And we saw what happened with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I don't think the Chiefs are going to turn around that drastically or that quickly, but I think the Chiefs could very easily be a 500 team next year if they got a good quarterback and a head coach. And that would be a drastic improvement from where they've been as the worst team in the NFL this year.
And I would agree with that. And I think all Chiefs fans would say that they certainly need a new quarterback. The one area, though, that I would say if there was another position that if they could go somewhere else, if they could say maybe pick up an Alex Smith from San Francisco to maybe fill that gap a little bit. I don't even know if he's the right choice. I'm just throwing that name out. But if there was another position that the Chiefs needed, I would say wide receiver, because it's obvious that Dwayne Bowe is not going to be back this year. Is there anyone in this upcoming draft that could fill that need or even is a potential overall number one pick at the wide receiver position?
Well, and I agree with you, especially if they lose Dwayne Bowe in free agency, which looks to be a possibility, then wide receiver will definitely be in need. But there isn't a Calvin Johnson in this class. There isn't an A.J. Green. Now, if this were a year from now, we'd be talking about Marquise Lee from USC. We'd be talking about Sammy Watkins from Clemson. Those guys are going to be top 10 overall picks a year from now. This year, you don't have that elite stud receiver. The top guy is going to be Keenan Allen from Cal, who's a very good player, but probably more of a 15 to 25 range in the first round, certainly not at the top of the draft. The good news, though, is there's going to be a lot of depth at wide receiver, and you're going to be able to get a good one in the second round, in the third round. And I think this is one of those years where I don't think there's that much separating the top wide receiver from maybe the fifth or sixth wide receiver. So that's a position I would probably wait on. And, for example, one guy that I like for later on in the draft is Derek Rogers from Tennessee Tech, who was with Tennessee, ran into some off-the-field troubles, got kicked out of school, transferred down a level, but he's kept his nose clean this season, had a big year, and you can make the argument that he's as physically talented as any wide receiver in this draft, and he'll probably be there in the third round. Also, DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson, Justin Hunter from Tennessee, Terrence Williams from Baylor. There's a lot of depth. I think you're going to be able to go 10, 12 players deep at the wide receiver position, assuming all the underclassmen we expect to come out do come out. So if the Chiefs want a wide receiver and they need one like they may, they're going to be able to get one, but probably won't be a first-round priority.
We're talking with Scott Wright of DraftCountdown.com. The Chiefs have the overall number one pick in this upcoming draft. This class seems to be heavy on the defensive side of the ball. Is that the case? Is that true? And who are some of the top defensive players who could go early?
Well, no question, the defensive line in particular is the strength of this draft. And you already hear a lot of people talking about how this isn't a great draft and it's a bad draft. Not the case. Now, if you're judging it just based on the flashy skill position talent, the elite quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, well, yeah, down draft. But in the trenches where a lot of the games are won, it's going to be a very good draft along the defensive line and the offensive line. But you start up front on defense. Jarvis Jones from Georgia is kind of a Von Miller type of player. He's going to be a linebacker at the next level, but just a dynamite threat off the edge and an extremely explosive pass rusher. Demontre Moore from Texas A&M, Bjorn Werner from Florida State are both going to be top 10 picks. You've got a couple of guys at LSU and Barkevious Mingo and Sam Montgomery. And Mingo in particular, this guy's a thoroughbred. He reminds me very much of DeMarcus Ware when he was coming out of college, just that prototypical long, rangy pass rusher you look for. Jonathan Hankins from Ohio State, star Lota Lele, a big defensive tackle out of Utah who's drawn comparisons to Haloti Ngata, Deion Jordan from Oregon. I could go on and on. I really think we're going to have a third of the first round at least made up of just defensive linemen. So no question, defensive man, defensive tackle is the strength of the 2013 NFL draft.
Scott, is there ever a potential situation where, let's say that, all right, the Chiefs are saying, all right, we're going to have to take a quarterback, or that, you know, they're going to have to bite the bullet, so to speak, with this number one pick. Even though the Chiefs appear to be pretty solid on the defensive side of the ball, and they struggled the last couple of weeks, but they are pretty solid. I mean, that's certainly where they have their strengths. If they took one of these top defensive players on draft day, would they have the ability to trade that to another team that's further down the list, say at, you know, 25, 26, in that range, and then get a couple of players? I know you talked about not being able to trade down before the draft, but is there anything that can happen along those lines on draft day?
Well, there's always, I guess, a small chance that a team falls in love with a specific player, but I listed all those names, and that's the exact reason teams aren't going to trade up, because they know they can stand pat, and they're going to have a good player fall into their laps. Sure, they might not get, for example, Bjorn Werner from Florida State, but they can get Deion Jordan. They could get Ezekiel Ansah from BYU. There's going to be pass rushers available. So that's what's going to hurt the Chiefs. On one hand, the depth is a positive, and the other hand, it's a negative too. And you look at the Chiefs right now, they have three first round picks on their defensive line, and all were taken basically in the top 10 overall, with Glenn Dorsey, Tyson Jackson, and Dontari Poe. Now granted, none of them have turned into world beaters yet, but I mean, they have talent, maybe a Jarvis Jones from Georgia, but they have two great pass rushers in Tom Bahaly and Glenn Dorsey. Defensive backs, they got Brandon Flowers, they have Eric Berry. You just go through the list. They have first-round talent and first-round picks at just about every position. I know some Chiefs fans have talked about an offensive line, and Luke Jokel from Texas A&M is a great one. I don't know if he's quite in that Joe Thomas category, but he's just a notch below. I think you can make the case that he's right there with Matt Khalil, who was the third overall pick last year and is already arguably one of the best offensive tackles in the NFL, but that would require not re-signing Brandon Albert, who's still a good young player, and that would probably be a lateral move, certainly in the beginning. I don't see how that helps the Chiefs win games. The one area where they are severely deficient is quarterback, and that goes back to what I said. I think they just have to bite the bullet. They have to study all these quarterbacks, do their due diligence, and if they can move down a little bit on draft day, great. That would be a best-case scenario if they could be picking at 10 instead of 1 and maybe add some additional picks. But at the end of the day, they just have to take a quarterback, and it's just a matter of figuring out which one they like, whether it be Geno Smith from West Virginia, Matt Barkley from USC. There's a lot of people out there that like Mike Glennon from North Carolina State. There's going to be options. It's up to the Chiefs to find the right one now.
You know, covering Mizzou, I've paid attention to Aaron Murray at Georgia. Got to see him play here at Mizzou, and then also watched him yesterday where he set Capital One Bowl records for touchdowns and passing yards in the Bulldogs' win over Nebraska. Is he a guy that, based on that performance yesterday, could come out? And if so, is he number one worthy from what you see?
Definitely not. No, definitely not in that Matthew Stafford category. And he's got physical shortcomings. They list him at 6'1", and that's generous usually. So he's short. He doesn't have a really strong arm. And, you know, he's been a good college player, but he's had ups and downs. It's not like he's been a world beater at Georgia. And he's had bouts of inconsistency. So to me, if Aaron Murray comes out this year, he's probably in that rounds 3 through 5 range, and he's probably not going to improve himself that much next year. We saw with Russell Wilson. Now, looking back in hindsight, Russell Wilson turns out to be a steal, and everyone doubted him simply because of the height, but let's face it, Russell Wilson's the trendsetter. The reason everyone's making such a big deal about Russell Wilson is because there's no one else in the NFL at his height or really even close to it that's playing at such a high level. So Aaron Murray, I think, is going to fall into the category of good college player, but very much limited as a pro prospect.
Scott Wright of DraftCountdown.com, good stuff. He tells us that the Chiefs need to bite the bullet and take a quarterback with that overall number one first pick. Scott, great stuff. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for your time. And as we get closer to April, we'll catch back up with you.
It was my pleasure. Anytime.